Welcome to the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. Lincoln Lawing coming at you today. My main man, Austin Robinson, he's not in the booth today. He's out coaching some ball, so we hope they get the W today. But I'll be coming at you today. Before we do, I want to give a couple shout-outs. Number one is to Scotty Rouse for our awesome intro music. Check out Scotty Rouse on Facebook. He does awesome stuff with music. Very talented. Appreciate him giving us that intro music. Second shout out is my man Pastor Tim out on the West Coast at Generation Church. We know that we have some listeners out there, and man, just want to give some love to the West Coast from the East Coast, Pastor Tim in Oceanside, California. So hope you guys are having an awesome weekend so far. I'm going to dive right in. And today, I'm going to talk about the word seize, S-E-I-Z-E. Now, not only does the word seize sound really fun to say, so just say it, seize. However long you want to draw the I-E-Z out, feel free to do so. But the word seize means to take eagerly and decisively. And it's an action word. And the verse I'm going to read today, Proverbs 12:27, in the Amplified Version, says, "The lazy man does not catch and roast his prey, but the precious possession of a wise man is diligence, because he recognizes opportunities and seizes them." So life is about seizing the opportunities that God gives us. I'm terrified of there being an opportunity that I could have seized, or I could have went after and I didn't. That can be a gift and a curse. But I'd rather be known as a man that seizes an opportunity and fails than a man who lets the opportunities pass by as I watch. And I wrote a devotion on seize a little while back. And as I wrote it, I was riding through the mountains of Alaska. We were doing chaplaincy with a collegiate summer team. Had some baseball guys there. We're going from Fairbanks to Anchorage, Alaska. And just getting to know those guys, there were a few guys on the team that those 2 weeks that we were playing would be the last baseball they'd ever play, the last organized baseball they'd ever play. And I remember encouraging them to seize the opportunity. Now, that is an easier opportunity to seize, but some opportunities are not as easy to recognize and to seize. So what about the spiritual opportunities that God gives us that sometimes the world disguises as an inconvenience? Because I know for me, the most powerful movements of God in my life have come from opportunities that were very difficult. They were inconvenient. They didn't even seem possible to start with, but that's how God works. And read through scripture, I was thinking, what about opportunities in the Bible that these guys had? What if they would not have seized them? I mean, just a few. What if Abraham would have stayed at home and never went where God called him? Or what if Moses would have stayed in the wilderness and never led the Israelites out? What if Joshua would have never taken Jericho as he is in his men marched around for 7 days? What if Lazarus would have stayed in the tomb after Jesus called him out, after Jesus raised him from the dead? And what if Peter would have stayed in the boat when Jesus asked him to walk on water? Those are just a few, but I really think about my own life and what if I wouldn't have responded to some of the opportunities that God called me to seize? Or what if I wouldn't have quit doing some of the things I knew were hurting me and hindering my ability to follow God? And so I want you to be thinking about, what are some God-ordained opportunities that you might be letting pass by today? What's God possibly moving in you to seize today? And He empowers us and He provides the opportunity, and He wants us to seize what He has for us. So just a small journey about me. I just want to share a few opportunities that God has laid in my heart, and be thinking as we talk about these, is not all opportunities that God gives us, spiritual opportunities, may look like that on the front end. So the first was, for me, following Jesus. I've shared a little bit of my story on here before, talked briefly about where I was and what God has done in my life. But I'll never forget, I was running from God. I was at the end of my rope. And man, I didn't have anything left. And I remember being downstairs in my brother's bedroom at my parents' house. I just remember God moving on my heart to follow him. And at that point, I didn't have anything else left. And I remember thinking, whatever God has for me, whatever God wants to do, has to be better than what I'm doing for myself. And I remember submitting my life to Christ and thinking, man, I may harden my heart to this opportunity, or I may do something to squander this opportunity, or I may pass away before I get this opportunity again. So that night, I gave my life to Christ and submitted my life to him. And I said, God, you start writing the story in my life, because the way I've been writing it has not been working. And I'll never forget that night giving my life to Jesus, that seizing that opportunity that he gave me. So the next one, a little bit after that, I had been dating Rachel for some time through that process. And for me, prior to coming to know Jesus, getting married, being a father, starting a family were things that just never crossed my mind. I never really thought about it. And I remember after some time had passed, God revealing to me and through prayer, like, hey, Rachel is the woman that you need to marry. I remember thinking, man, that scares me. I don't know about that. That's a big decision. I love Rachel, but that's a huge decision. What do I do? Well, I remember seizing that opportunity. I was teaching and coaching at the time. It was my first year doing it. And we got the August and the September paycheck all at once. So I went to the bank, took out all the cash that I had. And on a Wednesday, I went and talked to Rachel's parents and asked for permission to marry their daughter. On a Thursday, I went and bought a ring. And I actually spent a little bit more money than I had, but best money I ever borrowed. I paid it back. Don't recommend it. Just saying. And then that Friday, I took Rachel down to the beach. I got on my knee and I asked her to marry me. And here we are. That was in 2010 when I asked that. So here we are 12 years later. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life. Couldn't imagine what life would be like had I not seized that opportunity. So go a little bit longer down the line. I was teaching and coaching at the time, and I'll never forget, I was working for FCA right after that. I just quit teaching. I was still coaching. So I was coaching ball, working for FCA, loving life, making about $20,000-$25,000 a year, thinking, man, I could do this forever. Had a nice little rental house right there down in Belmont, was loving it. I was eating my Lucky Charms one morning with my coaching pullover on, about to go throw some BP, and Rachel comes out and says, hey, we're going to have a baby. And I remember thinking how shocked I was, but just how scared I was and how overwhelmed I was, and thinking, man, I can't even take care of myself. How am I going to take care of somebody else? Well, December of 2012, my daughter Reagan was born. And then December 2013, one day less than a year after Reagan was born, Riley was born. Now I have two awesome daughters. They're 8 and 9 years old. Couldn't think of any other way I'd rather it go down. All right, and one more goes into being called to do ministry. So shortly after coming to know Jesus and this process is unfolding, I'm sitting in the back row at South Point Baptist Church in Belmont with Rachel, and there was a little two-seater, smaller pew in the back. If you came in late, that's where you had to sit. So we came in late, so we sat there, and during the invitation time, I cannot explain it, can't articulate it well, but God moved in my heart, and that day, I know he set me apart to do full-time vocational ministry. He called me in to doing ministry for a living. And I walked down to the front. I said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what God's doing. I was weeping. I was crying, but I knew God had called me into that. And so with that being said, I decided, hey, I want to follow this call. What is this? And then shortly after that, God revealed to me he wanted me teaching and coaching. And I remember thinking, but I thought we were doing ministry. Why are we teaching and coaching? And I remember just trusting God and taking that opportunity. I was able to teach and coach baseball for a year. And I remember during that time, just God saying, hey, just bloom where you're planted. Take this time, do what I've called you to do, focus on getting married later this summer, and I'll open the doors if necessary. Well, the day I got back from my honeymoon, I got a call, and there was a door opened and an opportunity to serve with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I took that opportunity, and the reason that it was wound up being successful as it was because of the relationships that I had built a year prior to that, teaching and coaching in the county where I'd be serving. And then after doing FCA for some time, I felt more opportunities to minister directly to baseball players, to minister to people directly like I used to be or that I can still be. And about a year ago, a year and a half ago, I stepped into full-time chaplaincy and speaking ministry, and that was the opportunity that God gave me. So those are opportunities that I just wanted to share that God has placed in my life that I knew were God-ordained opportunities that I seized. And it, without God, I wouldn't do that. It was Him calling me to that, Him empowering it. But I look back, and when you can look back on your life and see these opportunities, I think, man, I'm just so glad that God's given me the wisdom and the strength through His power to seize the opportunities that He's given me. So if you're discerning that as we close out, I just want to share one other thing about how I go through this in my life, is because I wondered to myself, what is success? After I had my first daughter, I wondered, what is success? Like, when I die, how will I know if I'm successful? So I go back to what my dad always taught me. Never give up on Jesus. Never give up on your marriage. Never give up on your kids. Don't just work a job. Live a calling. So as I took that and I made this lens for my life, so when I die, I'll know if I'm successful based on the following. That me and Jesus are still close, and He's not going anywhere. So Jesus needs to be the most important relationship that I have on this earth. The second one is that me and my wife are best friends, that she's the closest earthly relationship that I have. Now, I can't control her. She's another human being, but I can stick to those inputs and do what God's called me to do in that. The third one is do everything I can to love, support, guide my kids, and point them to Jesus. Once again, I cannot control them. They're human beings, but I can do everything in my power to point them to Jesus, to love them and support them. And the last one is to stay as close to operating in the design that God has called me to as humanly possible. When I die, I want to have left a work behind that only Lincoln could have done. I don't want to live anybody else's calling. I don't want to walk anybody else's path. I want to do specifically what God has called me to do. So that's what I consider success in my life. So whatever you're going through today, I just want to encourage you, be a person that seizes the God-ordained opportunities in your life. And sometimes that's hard, because sometimes it's hard to tell, is this a God-ordained opportunity or a distraction? But I'm asking you to stay close to God, figure out, what are the God-ordained opportunities in your life? How can you seize them? And what is God doing in your life today that may prepare you for what's coming tomorrow? And the verse I'll leave you with is one of the greatest opportunities anyone ever got was when Jesus approached Peter in Matthew 4:19. He said, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once, they left their nets and followed him. So whatever God's calling you to, whatever opportunities He's placing in your life, I'm here to tell you, seize those opportunities. Once again, this is Lincoln Lawing coming at you for the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. See you next time.